The prisoners were treated like royalty after they reached the safety of American lines on the morning of January 31st. They were brought to an evacuation hospital at Gimba, where they were deloused, treated to hot showers, and issued fresh clothes. Then the men were given hot meals and cots outfitted with a radical luxury, blankets and sheets. They half-dozed through the afternoon heat, contemplating the happy nuances of freedom and comparing notes on their spectacular rescue. At their bivouac site not far away, the Rangers were doing much the same thing, reliving the events of the previous 72 hours. Theirs was a delicious victory, a jailbreak on an epic scale, the largest and most triumphant operation of its kind ever undertaken by the U.S. Army. It was estimated that the raid had resulted in the deaths of approximately 1,000 enemy troops, if one included all the Japanese soldiers who had fallen at the hands of Juan Pajota's guerrillas at the Kabu River Bridge. In stark contrast, only 4 Americans died during the night, 2 Rangers in the firefight, and 2 prisoners who perished for reasons of poor health. Although Pajota's guerrillas had sustained some 20 casualties, none of his men had been killed. At dawn, on the morning of March 8th, a transport ship called the SS General Anderson bored through a cold, thick scrim of fog. The boat was cruising at flank speed straight up the coast of California. The transport held most of the American prisoners rescued by the Rangers, except for a few of the highest-ranking officers and the gravely ill, who were hospitalized in the Philippines or sent home by airplane. The men's spirits couldn't have been higher as they clutched the railings with their life preservers cinched tight. They scrutinized the folds and recesses of the fog, each man hoping to be the first to spot America. Then, in a flash of gleaming metal, a vent opened in the mist, and they could see the Golden Gate Bridge only a few hundred yards ahead. Soon, the men could hear air raid sirens keening, church bells, a din of foghorns and factory whistles. Navy dirigibles floated over the water, and fireboats spouted froth hundreds of feet into the air. When they approached the bridge, they looked up and realized that it was filled with people, thousands and thousands of tiny human specks waving handkerchiefs, screaming from the rails. When the boat passed beneath the span, all sorts of odd trinkets began to rain down upon the deck. Flowers, money, movie tickets, lingerie. A banner on the rail said, "God bless you, ex-POWs." This is James Naughton. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Ghost Soldiers by Hampton Sides. This program was produced and directed by David Rapkin. Executive producer Laura Wilson. Abridgment by Peter Michalos. Text copyright 2001 by Hampton Sides. Production copyright 2001, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.